You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt. Weekday mornings at 8.
It is 8:33.
Hey, where did we go?
On a beautiful Friday morning.
Days when the rains came.
So glad you could join us, folks. 303-831-1340. Call or text that number if you have a question for me, my next guest, or Dan. That is brought to you by Go Fast Energy Drink. And this next segment brought to you by my friend Josh Dutton. Of course, Josh is with Caliber Home Loans. I have been recommending him with a lot of passion and enthusiasm for years. He's absolutely the best at what he does. Folks, please reach out to Josh Dutton with Caliber Home Loans if you are looking to buy a home, your first home, your fifth home, if you want to refinance. I mean, folks, rates are now under 3%. I mean, these are historic, incredible lows. It looks like they'll be there for a few more months refinancing. If you're having trouble right now due to COVID, the pandemic, save a few bucks each month, refinance with my man Josh Dutton, Caliber Home Loans. All right, you heard the music, Brown Eyed Girl. That means Lori Latimer Volkman is on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, David. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Doing quite well. We just had a little rainstorm, thank goodness, because it's been hot here.
Well, you know what? I don't feel too sorry for you too often, Lori, in your life down there. So if you have to take a little humidity in Charleston every July and August, that's the cross you bear.
Yeah, it every July and August is bad, but it seems particularly oppressive this time.
Gotcha. Well, what isn't weird in 2020?
Right? I was going to say, but I'll take it. I mean, I'll deal with it. It's fine.
You're a sport. All right, I found this article on NFL.com, written by David Carr, of course, former NFL quarterback. Got a ring with the Giants as Eli's backup. Ranking the top 10 tight ends. Did you see his ranking?
I have not seen it. Where are we?
Noah Fant is not in the top 10, so I'm just curious how outraged you are. Number one, he's got Kittle, then Kelsey, then Darren Waller, so two AFC West opponents in the top three. He's got Gronkowski 4, Zach Ertz 5, Mark Andrews of the Ravens 6, Austin Hooper of the Browns 7, Tyler Higbee of the Rams 8, Hunter Henry of the Chargers 9, Evan Engram of the Giants 10. Do you think your boy Noah Fant should be in there, or do you think that sounds pretty fair and maybe he just misses the top 10? What do you think?
No, he should be in there. I know this will surprise some people, but I honestly wouldn't put Gronk in there. I know he's been great, and he is one of the, you know, going to go down as one of the best tight ends in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But he's getting old. I don't think he's going to be, even though he's with Tom Brady, he'll be hurt by week 6. So no.
Okay. So...
And some of those other guys, like, they're good. But I think I don't know their stats from last year,
mm-hmm.
but you know. I definitely think Noah Fant should be probably in the top 10 going forward. But we talked about this last week. I think one of the things going against Fant is that his first 4, 5, 6 weeks weren't stellar. And so if you weren't a Broncos fan and you didn't really notice how good he was at the end and you just look at the stat sheet, maybe he doesn't make that conversation. But I think he will this year.
Okay, we're talking with Lori Latimer Volkman, editor, MileHighReport.com, a wonderful website for everything Broncos. That's about what I expected from you, and I'm glad you delivered the goods. Nope.
I did say, I can tell you that, and I don't know who did it, but Noah Fant and Drew Lock have been picked as being like the fantasy football breakout players for, you know, in their second year. So I think a lot of people are looking at Noah Fant, you know, with a pretty good eye for some greatness this year.
Yeah, I look, I am too. I bust your chops because I know you bleed blue and orange, but I think he's a wonderful talent. So I hope for some big things. No preseason games, Lori. I'm a little worried about that for the offense in particular for the Broncos. Look, we all know the stuff they're facing. New offensive coordinator, new offensive plan, a lot of new parts on the offense, whether it's rookies or just guys who didn't play last year that much, like Juwan James, or new linemen coming in the draft and the right guard. So no preseason games. How concerned are you for the Broncos?
Yeah, I found that one to be kind of an interesting caveat for the NFLPA, because I think it could hurt teams in terms of, you know, just injuries when they go to play real games then.
Mm-hmm.
To not kind of have that break-in period, to have a little time to warm up slowly.
Right.
I think it clearly hurts players on the bubble, young guys, rookies that weren't, you know, first, second, third round draft picks, who are really trying to prove that they deserve to be on a roster, and they don't, you know, games help you do that more so than practice.
Yeah.
And you're not going to, you know, do scrimmages all the time and have full pads and hits. So, it's hard to evaluate just on that. So I think it's unfortunate. I get it, but you can tell that it's veterans and, driving these conversations with the, with the deal in place. And I would have preferred to see one or two preseason games.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Terrell Davis, wasn't it a game against the Niners? And I want to say it was abroad, in Tokyo, right?
It was in Japan.
Yeah. And he was eating hot dogs on the sideline. He gets put in and has a tremendous special teams tackle. I'm sure you know better than I do, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how he got on the team. Sixth round pick, right? So he was probably not going to make, I don't know if he'd not make the team, but he was definitely not going to be seen as a viable roster spot, I'm pretty sure.
No, that game and that play and put him on the map. Absolutely. We're talking with Lori Latimer-Volkman from MileHighReport.com. Looking at the top left corner of your page right now. Sutton, Judy, Hamler, oh my. So a little nod to the Wizard of Oz there. I intentionally don't read your articles. I love to hear them. I read them afterward, after we talk. I intentionally don't read Lori's articles. No. I read them after.
Just look at the headline and then let someone else tell you what happened.
Exactly.
Right?
Someone give me the cliff notes. No, but I like the spontaneous conversation with you. Then I go back and read it. So what are your feelings about these three?
Well, the part of it started with the whole idea of Judy. You know, he signed his rookie contract yesterday.
Yep.
And so... You know, he's looking to be a major player in our offense, but, you know, it's not just him, and that's the great thing. You have Cortland Sutton, who's going to be coming into his third year with a lot of experience, having played with Drew Lock, having, some experience with the quarterback, but he'll be getting a new offensive coordinator, but he had a great second year. So just, you know, he's actually going to be pretty much the experienced veteran on that offense. And then there's really people, scouts and analysts believe that KJ Hamler's talent and speedy presence is going to really round out that top three receiver core, making it, really a trio of threat rather than just, mm-hmm. A really good one and maybe even a really good one and two. So it's really exciting. And I gave a nod to the three amigos. In no way do I think this trio is the three amigos were not nearly as good individually as each of these guys, Sutton, Judy and Hamler.
Right.
But it's just kind of, it's nice to think, it's kind of a throwback, Locke, has a little bit of the Elway-esque flavor to him, and he's got three receivers to throw to, and And now he also has two really good running backs. I mean, I really think the offense has such great potential to be exciting that, you know, I really hope this year allows them to show that off.
Real quick, I'm just doing some math in my head, which is always scary. If we play a full season, which I hope we do, knock on wood, 16 games, let's give him two receptions per game. So I'll put the over-under for Hamler at 32 receptions. Do you think he has over or under 32 receptions this year?
Let's go with over.
I could have said 70. She'll take the over, Dan.
I like to be an optimist.
Really?
I know. We talked about this last week. It's, you know, we're going to be spreading the ball out. So in some ways, that doesn't always allow some of your superstars to be as amazing as they would be if they were the only player. But as an offense, that's going to be good for everybody, truly.
Yeah.
And if Cortland Sutton is getting double teamed and somehow we happen to have a cornerback who can keep up with Judy, then you throw Hamler across the middle and his, you know, little speedster legs, and there you go. Like, it's, you have three great choices. And
yeah,
if
you do.
Three are covered, you've got Noah Fant. So I love it all.
It's a good problem to have. And look, there might be a game where Hamler has zero catches, and one day he might have five. So you never know.
Right.
Lori, go have yourself a nice Mai Tai. Go sit on your porch down there in Charleston. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Lori. Check out the website, folks, where Lori writes on milehighreport.com, a wonderful website for everything Broncos. Come on back. One more segment in the week before I turn it over to Danny, the Morning Huddle.